You're listening to a U-Turn Radio Archive.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Marcus and Trisha Draper with the Messengers Radio Program. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, I'm glad to have you back.
We had a great time last week, it sounded like, with Colleen and Scott Blair. I want to thank them personally right here for coming in and helping with Trisha.
Yes.
So without any further ado, let's get this party started.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers. Mercy, love, and His grace, the reason we move ahead. Speak out, though we never been qualified to do it. I ain't earned it, I was loved and toured. I'm brand new, yeah. And I know it's all right, right, right. You know, and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause
this month we're talking about how important your words are. We want to speak life, and this week we're focusing on God's words. God has spoken to us from the beginning of time. He has spoken in audible voices, dreams and visions, and He speaks to our spirits. He is always talking, and we need to be listening. We need to hear His words and speak them out loud. That's very important. He has promised so much in His word, and we will see some of those promises today that we can use to speak life over ourselves.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers. Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the
Can you hear it? Well, guys, like I said, it's great to be back. Sorry about that little technical difficulty we had there in the beginning. I pressed a wrong button.
Yes. Surprising.
But lots of people say silence is golden, so maybe you use that time to pray. I don't know. Let's remind everybody out there also, if you have friends out there that don't have computers or internet connections, you can always call in to area code 712-432-9479, and they can listen that way. If you do have internet and everything, that's great. You're listening to us that way, or if you you can listen to us not only through a web browser, you can also listen to us through TuneIn. If you go to TuneIn.com, you can search for U-Turn Space Radio, and we're on there. You can also use your iPad, iPod, whatever.
iPhone,
that's right. So just listen. You have no reason not to listen. You have so many different options. So that's important.
And you could be listening to an archived show.
Yes, you could. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You go to uturnradio.org. There's a button at the top that says radio. If you hover your mouse over that, at the very bottom, you'll see something like
archives.
Radio archives or something like that. It's the last option. But if you go there, click on that weird picture of me and that great picture of my wife at the bottom, and you'll get to our archive shows. Anyway, so back to it.
Yeah.
Did you have a good week?
I had a great week. Did you?
I always have good weeks.
Why don't we open with a prayer real quick?
That would be awesome. Father, we just thank you so much for today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to come and share your word, Father, to the world, Father. This is not just a thing that's in Wise County or Bridgeport, Texas, Father. This is all throughout the world, and we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to do that. Father, we just push aside everything that we would have going forth, Father, that it would be your words coming out of our mouth, Father, that it would be your spirit flowing right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you so much, Father. All right, so let's get to it.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Where are we at? We are here.
We are here. Let's start today with one of the main verses I wanted to discuss today, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. He says, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future.
Okay, that is a great scripture. Because there are so many people out there that blame God for disasters that happen. I mean, they even called natural disasters, some of those things, insurance companies will call those acts of God.
Yeah.
And those, in fact, are not acts of God.
No, they're not.
They're giving God a bad name. But he wants nothing but the best for you. He's not going to cause a disaster. He's not going to cause you to be sick. He's not going to cause anything to come against you.
That's right.
That is
he
all.
Loves you.
That's right. That is just the enemy coming against you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times when somebody becomes a new Christian, okay, they make a profession of faith and they get backtracked, or what do they call it? Backslidden.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning they don't know exactly what to do, and it's important that as you become a believer, that you stay in the Word. You stay with people that are going to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to music that's going to build you up. You don't listen to the regular radio of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get trapped in that at all, because mm-hmm. that's where the devil wants you. If he can get you trapped in that, he's going to do everything he can to make you stumble.
That's right.
And if he can make you stumble, then you can bet he's going to do as much as he can to make you stumble.
That's right.
To make you think that decision you made was just
not important.
It's not important.
Just you did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned that about the Bible. One of the important things, the most important thing about God's words is that God's words are in the Bible.
Yes.
You know, they call it God's word. And those are words straight from him. And so the Bible is a big aspect of what we're talking about. But today we want to focus on some scriptures that just have his promises and for us that we can just take a hold of and read over ourselves.
And I know a lot of people out there will say, well, the Bible was just written by men. You know, it wasn't written by God. You know, and the fact is they don't know. It's the lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lack of faith in there. But I would like to take a few minutes, if I could, to update everybody. On last weekend, when we went to prison, I got to go to prison last weekend. They let me out, yay! So, but it was a great time. Anytime we go, I go with Kevin Alexander. It's always phenomenal.
Yes,
you know, we went to a prison in Breckenridge, Texas, and it's a 6-month facility. So, what happens is basically if somebody gets out of jail and they're put on probation, and they do something to break probation,
mm-hmm.
or do something to go against it, they get put back in this facility for 6 months. Now, these guys know in 6 months they're getting out.
Right.
So it's a little bit harder to talk to people in here, because there are people that are in other prisons that are going to be there for years, and they're really hungry.
Right.
They're really looking for, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys in this prison, though, there was a lot of them that were hungry. I was surprised.
Good.
And it was amazing to see how many people made a decision to follow Christ. The way Kevin Alexander, I love it, because the way Kevin Alexander preaches, it's not going to be your rosy little, you know, message. I mean, he's right in your face. He's like, look, your family's out there. They're having to go on without you. if you have kids, those kids are having to grow up without you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just in your face. And it's like, and it's not to be mean.
No.
You know, it's to tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
These people are having to live their lives because of decisions you've made.
Mm-hmm.
First Corinthians 13:11. This always comes to mind. You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child, spoke as a child, and understood as a child. But now that I'm a man, I've put away childish things. It's time for people to put away childish things.
Yes.
You know, selfishness is a childish thing.
Yes, it is.
And for so long, I was selfish. You know, it was all about me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame anybody but myself. You know, I allowed myself to fall into that trap and
mm-hmm.
the devil had me convinced. You know, it was all about me.
Mm-hmm.
And even after I was a Christian, you know, I still had times when I was like, it's got to be about me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I read that book by Andrew Womack, was it Self-Centeredness, The Root of All Grief?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic book, very, very cheap. It's like $10. It's a small book. It's a short read, but man, I tell you what, that man's words coming on those pages will just they're life,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's all about. And it's easy to understand. It's not hard,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he speaks it, and it is amazing. So we saw quite a few people give their life to the Lord in mm-hmm. that prison last week. But there was one guy, and as you know, we greet everybody, we shake their hands as they're coming in,
mm-hmm.
and there's this one guy though that came in, and he didn't talk to anybody, but he talked to me.
Uh-huh.
He just said something I don't even remember what he said exactly, but I could tell this guy was hard. His heart was hard. He did not want to be there, and I believe that as part of them being in there, they have to go to certain amounts of church services.
Huh.
So, I don't know, don't quote me, but this guy really, you can tell he didn't want to be there. And throughout the whole time, when we were doing praise and worship,
uh-huh.
when other people were giving testimonies, when Kevin was speaking, I kept looking over this guy because I pinpoint this guy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm praying for this guy because he just, the whole time, he was just hardened. His
mm-hmm.
heart was hardened,
mm-hmm.
didn't want to be there. So, I don't know what he did or why he was there, and it doesn't matter. But, you know, the Lord can touch anybody's heart and soften it up.
Yes, he can.
So, anyway, so that's just was prison last week. But on the way home, oh, wow. Let me just share this. We stopped off at a restaurant on the way home. And, you know, it was just on my heart. It's always on my heart to share the Lord or to share Jesus with somebody.
Yes,
so
that's a good thing.
Yeah. I had some these gospel tracts that we had printed up in my jacket. And I asked this girl and boy, the boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm guessing, they were in line at this restaurant. And I said, hey, do you guys know that both of you were worth the cross?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, wow, thanks. I said, if you were to die tonight, do you know where you would go? And she's like, yeah, heaven, of course. I'm a Christian. I said, oh, great. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I love asking this because you get so many different answers.
Yeah.
But the answer she gave me, it saddened me. She thinks that she's going to heaven simply because her father was worship leader at their church.
Wow. Did
yeah.
you ask her if she had ever asked Christ into her
yeah.
heart?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She just like... well, I go to church, and I pointed to Romans 10:9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it says right here, 10:9 and 10:10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess and your faith and are saved.
That's right.
So, a lot of it has, you've got to have faith, and there's got to be not only the confession of your mouth, but there has to be repentance in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be sorry for the sins you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you know you're sorry, because these people are under the law. We're still under, you know, there's still the law out there to point people in the right direction. So, it's just important that we tell these people, because there are people that are out there that think they're saved.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. that think they're going to heaven simply because they know somebody that goes to church that's in their family.
Yeah.
And they're being or they go to church and they're being deceived, they're being lied to by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that was really on my heart. So that guy and this girl and her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
man, we need to be out there talking to people, mm-hmm. telling them the truth,
yes.
pointing them to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take our word for it. We use Scripture on this show a lot because we don't want you to think that we're telling you this and it's our opinion. It's not our opinion. It's the Word of God. It's the life of God
mm-hmm.
that is going to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be out there, everybody. We've got to be sharing the word because there are people going to hell every day, and they don't even realize it. And people that profess they're Christians,
they're lost.
They're lost, exactly.
And that is one thing that is really huge on my heart is getting people to have a relationship with God. It's not just I know God, you know, I know about God. Yeah, I've seen, not seen him, but, you know, I hear about him. But you got to have this relationship with him. He mm-hmm. wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He longs for you so much. He loves you. He wants that conversation. And I actually, he was telling me something the other day about conversation. He said, this is what he said to me personally. He said, so many people ask me things, but they don't wait for me to answer.
Hmm.
It's like they throw their prayers up in the air, and then they just walk away. And they either don't expect an answer, or they don't care what it is. They keep talking, but they don't listen. Communication is a two-way street. Each one has to talk. And each one has to listen. Two people may not agree on something, but they at least need to listen to each other's side.
Yeah.
That is the way I made conversation to be. I did this in the garden with Adam and Eve. I talked, they listened. They talked, I listened. It was wonderful. And that's what conversation is all about, and that's what he wants to have with you. We're trying to teach our son this, too, is he wants you to just talk to him. You know, it doesn't have to be a, oh, Lord God, up in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know. I mean, you can say that if you feel led to say that, but he, you know, he just wants a, hey, God, what's up? You know, I'm doing this, you know, will you come do it with me? Or just, you know, God, I really like this TV show. I'm glad you're watching it with me. Because he's right there with you all the time if you have him in your life. So
just have conversations with him.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just prayer. Just talk to him.
Yeah.
He's listening. And after you talk, stop and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So many people say, I can't hear the voice of God. Our son says it. I can't hear him. I said, maybe you're not being quiet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're not waiting long enough. Maybe you're not meditating. Are you meditating on the Word?
Yeah.
Are you listening truly in your spirit?
Mm-hmm. And that's hard for some people. A lot, especially nowadays with all of this stuff going on, you know, just making noise of everything. And just to be still and listen, that's a big thing. And it's not easy to do. It takes practice, you know. But once you get to that point, you know, God is always talking. So you know he is talking to you. You just have to listen.
Mm-hmm. And if, in case you didn't know, there is an amplifier out there. It's called the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit will definitely help you hear better.
Yes.
Because you've got to know God's voice. Because if you don't, you can be deceived by the devil.
Yes.
You can be deceived easily by him. But God will never tell you something that's against his will.
That's right.
Because God cannot lie.
No, he can't.
And he will not deceive you. He will not leave you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He wants you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like God told you, it's not just you and me, but everybody in the world mm-hmm. was worth the cross. Saddam Hussein was worth the cross.
Mm-hmm. He loves him just as much as he loves you
yeah.
and me, just as much. And that is hard for us to wrap our mind around, because we see what he did here on earth. But he created him. He knit him together in his mother's womb.
Yeah.
He made him to be a child. He made him to be his child. He just chose to take a different path.
Mm-hmm.
But he still loved him.
Yeah.
Still loved him.
Yeah.
So,
So we're back on God's word now.
God's word.
Now that I've sidetracked us again. But it was a good sidetrack because I believe that was a spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, somebody out there really need to hear it.
Yeah, so these are some verses that are God's words, what he said in the Bible. And there's so many, but these are good ones to remember and speak over yourself.
So get your pens and paper out. We'll give you a tenth of a second. Go now. quick. No.
Okay.
But write these down. These are important.
Yes. John 10, 27 through 28. This is actually Jesus speaking, but it still stays true with us today. He said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand."
Amen. So that's when we're talking about, you know, hearing God's word, his voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them and they follow me." So if you're listening to the voice of Jesus, if you're listening to the word of God, the voice of God,
mm-hmm.
are you hearing it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not hearing it, seek.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about audible voices.
No.
I mean, he can do that, but yeah. not usually. Usually it's just something you feel in your spirit, you know, something you can hear in your head, just an idea that comes to you,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's just him speaking to you. It's just a still, quiet voice
yeah.
inside, and you just know. You just know it's him. So let's go to Proverbs 1:33. "But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm." That's a good promise.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody out there that's troubled? Are mm-hmm. they in fear of being hurt or harmed?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, man, trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
And but all who listen to me, all.
All.
That doesn't mean
just some you people. or you, and
yeah.
yeah, just not hand-picked people. It's yeah. all
everybody.
People, everybody. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
And once again, there's that word "all."
Mm-hmm.
All who are weary and burdened.
Mm-hmm.
Are you needing rest? Are the cares of this world weighing you down? Do you feel like you're holding the world in your shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jesus. Allow him to take that burden off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, seek, and obey.
Just give it all up to him. Become, I always tell him that I'm a willing vessel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always heard, you know, I'm an empty vessel, fill me up. And that is true, but I am a willing vessel. Fill me up and use me. I am willing to go do your will.
Yeah.
I am willing to listen to you. I am willing to do whatever you want me to do.
And I think God would rather have a willing vessel than an empty vessel. I know
yeah.
he wants to fill you up,
yeah.
but you have to be willing to be filled up first.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine."
So now we're going from the word "all" to "you."
You.
To
you.
Those are all who believe.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a believer out there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have fear?
So.
He's called you. You have been called. There's a call on everybody's life out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a believer or not, there's a call on your life.
Yes.
And there is rest at the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
There is rest for you. Stop trying to do it on your own.
And Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me.
Yeah.
That is something we'll be talking about next month a lot, is trusting and seeking and finding.
Amen.
And the last one here before we go to a song is Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
Stand in this prayer. If you think God does not hear your prayers, this is a scripture.
Promise.
A promise
mm-hmm.
that he hears your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the answer may not be yes. It may be no, or maybe not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are God's three answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, or not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you don't see it happen right then doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean he's not listening.
That's right.
You know he's listening. So we're going to cut to this song, Word of God Speak by Cutlass.
Yeah, it's a good song. Hope you guys enjoy it. Amen. Word of God speak, man. If you were searching for him, he's there.
He's there. He's not listening.
Hiding. He's not hiding, I promise.
That's right.
So now we're going to be talking about some promises about God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So keep your paper and pen out. Yeah. There will be a test. There will be a test over this.
I hope not.
Oh, one more thing, too. I forgot to mention. If you get a chance, anytime you miss a show, Trisha's been putting all the
notes.
The notes that we use up on our website, themessengersradio.com. And you can also go there if you have any questions or want to talk to us about anything and mm-hmm. something you want us to share. You can click on, there's a little button at the top right, the very far right. It says contact us. You can email us individually mm-hmm. or there's a form you can fill out. Now, it doesn't go on the website. It emails directly to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to email us, you can definitely do it that way, individually mm-hmm. or both of us at the same time. Just use that little form below there.
Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Just feedback or prayer requests, you know, any ideas you have. Love to hear from you. So, some promises about God. Psalms 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall."
Yeah.
Amen. That's so quite a promise.
All the cares of this world, man, they're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to cast every... When he says cast, he wants you to just give them up.
Yeah, fully.
Fully. Don't hold any of this world in your heart, or in your hands, or in your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to do. Even I have problems with that.
No, I think we all do.
Yeah. But he's telling us, cast just all your cares.
Mm-hmm. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight."
There's a lot of us that are walking down paths and we're getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we start going down a path that God's chosen for us and we start veering off. We're like, well, I got a compass, I can find my way back. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'll just be out there in the world and just completely get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll call out to God, "God, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go."
And he'll
pull you right back on the path, but you know what? If you will stay on the path to begin with,
mm-hmm.
and it's just mm-hmm. so much easier.
It is much easier.
When you try to put your own thing into mm-hmm. the path that God's chosen for you, when you try to do it on your own, and you're thinking, and I get this a lot when I'm on that global media outreach. It's a place where we get to disciple people online from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll get people asking me to pray for them for a new job,
mm-hmm.
you know, or for a job. And I'll ask them back, and 99% of the time they'll never answer me back, because what I'll say is, are you sure this is the
God's will for you?
The job that God wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people are just looking for an easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to read the Bible every day. They don't want to go to church. They say they make a decision for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times it'll be people from Africa, and it's hard over there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to be going to Haiti in April with our church, and I know it's going to be a life changing experience. But
yeah.
If you make a decision, follow through.
Yeah,
don't let the cares of this world take away your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anything or anybody change your mind, because this is one of the most important decisions you will ever make in your entire life. You know, a lot of people say, what's the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life, I can tell you what the meaning of life is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to heaven or hell?
Mm-hmm. And don't let anybody rob you of your decision. You make it. This is your life. Don't let them influence how your life is going to end. You know, for the bad, you make the decision, you stick with it. And it's not going to be easy, because mm-hmm. once you make that decision, it's like you get a little target on your back, and Satan is like, I got to get them back. And so he will try to come against you, but if you just read the word, if you just talk to God, you know, you can get through that.
And when I first made a decision, you know, people thought I was crazy, and I lost a lot of friends because of the decision I made for Christ. And yeah, I backslid because I didn't want to lose these friends. These are friends I had since high school, and some of them even longer than that. But in the long run, you know what? It was so much better to stay with the Lord. Because if I had not stayed with the Lord and I had not made a decision to continue to follow him, I would never have met my wife.
That's right.
And that's the best decision I ever made.
Me too.
That's the best decision God ever made for us.
And he made it.
Just when neither one of us were looking, right?
That's right.
I will give you that testimony one day. It's awesome.
All right. Psalms 120, verse 1. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Mm-hmm. So he was telling me just the other day, he will always answer, even if that answer is not an answer. Even if there's silence and he doesn't say, yes, do this, or no, do that. It's just like Marcus said, it's either yes, no, or not right now. Sometimes just having that silence is taking it as a, you know, not right now or something. So don't always expect him to say yes to everything. So
God's not a yes man.
He's not
always.
He's an I'm the best one to judge one man.
I'll give you the right answer.
That's right.
Even if you don't like it.
That's right. All right. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
So once again, we were talking about, you know, getting off the path. Mm-hmm. You know, you're walking down God's path and it's lit up great. You know, there's... We start going off. We start trying to take the back roads, and those back roads are not lit.
No, not that alleyways.
Right. So, but God is saying, you know, even if you get off, you know, I will be your lamp, get you back on the path. Mm-hmm. So your word is a lamp to my feet. So, when you use a flashlight, are you looking up? Mm-hmm. Are you looking down? Where your feet are going, where you're walking.
Yeah.
So your word is a lamp to my feet. Now you'll know where you're going when you're on the path that God's chosen for you. And a light for my path. So man, he will light your path up. And you'll know that you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you have the Holy Spirit, it will just, man, it'll just click. Mm-hmm. There's
just
nothing.
Feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't understand that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But now that I've had the Holy Spirit for some time, and I'm not only speaking in tongues, I started singing recently in tongues. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, once you have the Holy Spirit and you understand what His purpose in your life is, you'll start understanding better what your purpose for God is. Mm-hmm. And when you start making decisions and understanding, okay, that this feels right. Mm-hmm. Then you'll know it's from God.
Yeah.
Now sometimes I've made decisions thinking, well, this feels right, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I failed. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to fail.
No, you gotta, you know, listen to the Spirit. And even if you do something that you feel the Spirit is saying, I don't think God will get upset with you for that. I mean, you know, you had good intentions, and He will lead you back to the right path,
and God
you back
knows
the right way.
God knows your heart.
That's right.
If you're making the decisions from a heart standpoint, then yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Just listen. So we have another song for you. We usually don't play a lot of songs, but this song is just perfect. It's called Thy Word by Amy Grant.
Nothing will I fear. long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
And we're back. did you guys hear that?
Okay.
All right.
Well, so that was a good song. Well, let's go to some words from the New Testament. Matthew 4:4 says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
So what are the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God? Out of the mouth of God. Just word. I mean, it's the Bible.
It's the Bible, yeah. So many words and promises that he has for us, like we're talking about today. So many. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart."
We read that book, though, in church. It was sharper than any double-edged sword.
Sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yeah. Boy, if you get a chance to read that one, man.
That's good.
You'll Andrew Womack wrote this one also. We're big Andrew Womack fans, in case you haven't noticed.
He's great, though.
Yeah, he writes so easy.
He's taught us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the assurance we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us."
And you highlighted that, according to his will.
Yes, because so many people nowadays take that verse out of context, and they just say, "Oh, I want $1 million, so I'm just going to say, hey, God, I have $1 million. You know, I want $1 million, and they just believe. They think that they can have whatever they ask for, and that's... Yeah. That's not what he's talking about. You can have anything you ask for according to his will. And if you're in his will, then that's fine. You'll get what you ask for. But if you're, you know, asking for something crazy and off the wall, that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
So, and the last verse we have for you today is Matthew 24:35. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away."
Amen.
These words will be forever.
There's one more actually that I'd like to share. I got a text from our friend Colleen this morning, Colleen yes. Blair.
Yes.
And she texted me a one that we didn't have in our show today. Mm-hmm. It's Proverbs 21:23. And it says, those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity.
Yes.
Ooh. So you got to watch what you say, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
You
got to
watch your words.
All right.
So we got about 10 minutes left. We got a lot of things still that we could do.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough to get everything out today. So
let's do those words.
Okay. So this is a recording that we did the other day. And this is something that God, another thing that God spoke to Tricia. And I thought it was really, somebody out there needed to hear it. And mm-hmm. so this is for somebody out there I know. And I just want you guys to listen and just enjoy what God's told my wife for somebody.
Your word is food to my soul. It is peace and light. It guides my way. It refreshes my spirit. It gives me strength. It sustains me. Your word shows me you. It guides me down the right paths for your namesake. It leads me not into temptation. It heals me physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. It is balm to my soul. It is rest. It lifts me up when I am weary. It comforts me. It is always with me. It is never ending. It is a promise. It is a covenant between you and me. Your word is life. Your word is love. Your word is joy. Your word is peace. Your word is patience. Your word is kindness. Your word is goodness. Your word is faithfulness. Your word gives me self-control. Your word is a gift. Your word is a love letter. It is an expression of you. It shows me how much you love me. It is trust. Your word is true. It is pure. It is lovely. It is all-consuming. It is a bond. It is holy. It is sacred. Your word is your love spoken to me. Your word is life-giving. It calms my spirit. It is never far from me. Your word is praise on my lips. Amen. Those are some things that I was trying to figure out what really to do today, to talk about. I had all these verses, but I was kind of like, okay, God, what do you really want me to say? And he just kind of told me, what does my word mean to you? And so I sat down and I just started saying all these things. It's like, this is what your word means to me. And all these things just came to me and just gave me so much peace. And just, it just really surprised me how much of a difference that really makes in my life.
Yeah. So if that word was out there, that word was for you, and you're out there, which go to our website, themessengersradio.com, and go to the contact button and tell us.
Please.
And even if that word wasn't for you, what is God's word? What does it mean to you?
To you, yes.
We would love to hear what you guys have to say.
Definitely.
Get involved. Get yeah. involved in the show.
Yeah. We want to hear your input, too.
Yes. All right. So we are about out of time, and I don't like ending a show where we don't offer the ability. We don't offer anyone to receive Jesus or the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So we would like to take this last 5 minutes and just tell you what if you're out there and you're seeking and you just have a draw to your heart and you have never made a commitment to Christ, or maybe you have and you fell away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's never too late unless yeah. you're dead.
A little too late then.
So I want to tell you, choosing to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior is the most important decision that you will ever make in your entire life. I don't care what anybody else says. It is important.
Yes.
And God's word promises that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. And just like I read earlier, that was Romans 10:9. And Romans 10:10 also goes on to say that, where was it? For the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvations. And then also in Romans 10:13, a couple of lines down, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mm-hmm. So by his grace is what God has already done. He's already done everything to provide salvation. And your part is simply to believe and receive. So if you are out there and you're ready to believe and receive, mm-hmm. I want you to say this out loud after I say it. Say it out loud. It's important.
You have to say it out loud.
Say, Jesus, I confess you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the good grief. I get so excited about this. It's the truth of his word, and it instantly comes to pass in your spirit. Mm-hmm. Now that you're born again, there is a brand new you.
Mm-hmm. And it changes your mm-hmm. whole life.
Yeah. So, if you just did that, we would love to hear from you also.
Yes, please let us know. But we would love to disciple you. And yeah. Tell you more, and
we want to get as much as we can to you mm-hmm. to grow. Mm-hmm. It's important that you grow. You don't just make a decision that you don't just put a seed in the ground and not water it.
You have to water it and cultivate it and
mm-hmm. let the sun rays hit it mm-hmm. so it can grow. You need to grow. It's important that you grow. Mm-hmm. All right, if you also have never received the Holy Spirit, if you just prayed that first thing, if you received God, Jesus, man, it's awesome to go ahead and receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But if you have, if you're a believer out there and you've never received the Holy Spirit, it says that as his child, your loving Heavenly Father wants to give you the supernatural power that you need to live a new life. Do you want to live a new life? Luke 10:11-13 says, for everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. How much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit so that for those that ask for it? Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is ask, believe, and receive. Mm-hmm. So pray this out loud. Say, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live a new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And we just, congratulations. You're filled with the Holy Spirit if you meant it from your heart. And some syllables may start coming out of your mouth that are like a different language, and you may not recognize it. And they may, but if they rise up in your heart, let them come out of your mouth. And look at 1 Corinthians 14:14. And as you speak them out loudly, by faith, you're releasing God's power from within and building yourself up in the Spirit. And also look at 1 Corinthians 14:4. And I encourage you to do this whenever you feel like it. Yes. Even if you're in Walmart. So we just want to thank everybody today for listening. We encourage you, seek more.
Yes.
Because God wants to give it to you. Hallelujah, and we will talk to you guys next week. We'll see you. We'll talk.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.